Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
For the last 2 months, we've really been focusing on a place to belong and tribe and kind of God's thoughts, not just on our own relationships. We've talked about family. We've talked about being people that connect in relationships as it relates to family. But also, we've been learning about what it also means to belong to His family. What does it mean to be a part of God's family? And what is it about our Heavenly Father who, out of everything that He could do, He decided to want a tribe. He wanted a people. He wanted sons and daughters. He made people for fellowship. Why would God want that? And I just know that God has been speaking to us along this path as we review for a moment, a lot about how He wants us to believe. He wants us to be people of belief. And that once we believe, then we can find a place to belong. We talked about how God has given us a great house here. God gave us this great house that not only is it a house, but now you and I get to make it a home, a place for people to belong. And so people are longing for belonging in their life. So we've talked about belonging. We've talked about the whole idea of behaving, that once you believe, then God helps you behave. Because once you believe in Christ, guess what? There's a change that takes place in your life. There are things that no longer have the appeal that they used to have. There are things that maybe you once did that no longer, even like Terry talked about, being addicted and being bound up by these things, that because of the power of Jesus and because of the grace and truth of salvation, that God transformed his life and no longer is he under control of those things. It's the same in our life, that we behave. And then God wants us to live bigger lives. We've talked about that. And, you know, how God wants us to build up other people, be an encouragement to other people that they can have a second chance. God's got hope in their life. So we've had those conversations. But another word that I believe is so important as it relates to family, and it's a common bond and it's a common brand as it relates to belief and family, is that other B word, which is to be baptized or baptism. It comes from the Greek word baptizo, baptizo. You say, what does that baptizo? So as we baptize, where that word comes from. Now, we take it a lot of different directions, but we're going to do everything we can to kind of stick to Scripture. We're going to look at the word and see, what does it mean to be baptized? How does it have a meaning into our life? So I want you to look at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through 20, because this is a very important scripture. It says, when the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go to, it says, when he saw them, they worshiped him, but they doubted. It says, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them. These are some of the last words of Jesus, some of the last instructions that our Savior gives us. This is what he said. All authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Therefore, go, important word, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, baptizo, baptizing them. Look what the Bible says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. One of the great promises in Scriptures, I am with you always. I'm with you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be there to the end of the age. I mean, when you think about Jesus's last bit of instruction, some of his last words, that's so important. So right from the start, he says, now we're going to start this thing called the church and we're going to move forward. Here's something that's real important. They knew what this word was because this word was a common word. It was not a word that Jesus came up. It was a word of their culture, baptizo. He says, right from the start, I'm going to give you something that is a common word, that's a common bond, and it's going to unite us because it's going to let you understand over and over again, every time you see it, every time you're a part of it, about how you have been buried in death with me, but now you are raised up in the newness of life. Over and over again, you're going to see that repeated in people's lives. Every time they are baptizo or they are baptized, you're going to be reminded about my death, my burial, and my resurrection. Can I have a good amen? Because there's power when we remember what Jesus did for us. Because he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. So we call it salvation. He redeemed us. He rescued us. John 3:16, something Christ did for us. Gave his life, laid down his life, that whoever believes in him does not perish, but has life and eternal life. Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. That is the struggle of mankind, trying to fix and be good enough. We talked last week that by grace ye are saved, not of yourself, not of your works. Every time we see baptism, every time we see somebody baptized, or we're a part of that, we're being reminded of what Jesus did for us. Last words, he says. This is what I've learned about life. Being a part of funerals, being a part of seeing people in the hospital, going to deathbeds of people. Those who have final words are normally very important words. Nobody's asking on the deathbed, did the Braves win? I hadn't heard that yet. Nobody's wanting to know, hey, did they have sprinkles on the donuts down at the donut shop this morning? I've never heard that asked. They want to know about the family. They're normally wanting to know about faith. Most people who are somewhat aware are wanting to know, are things right? Are things okay? Final words are a priority. And the final words of Jesus says, hey, it's important. I want to see people baptized. Now, when you think about baptism, there are many thoughts, a lot of questions. Can't cover them all today. Could spend all day long. If you have questions and thoughts about it, I'll spend all day long talking about it. So I'm here to talk about it. But in this context, I only got a few minutes to talk about it. But there's a different, a lot of flows, a lot of flares. We can talk a little about immersion. You know, is it immersion? Is it sprinkling? How does it all work? Now remember this, baptizo is a Greek word. Here's what the word actually means. It actually means to dip, to submerge, or to plunge. It's what the word means. So we're just going to stay as quick as we can and as tight as we can to Scripture. So the word actually means to submerge. So we as a church, we baptize through submerging. We're going to plunge you. We're going to dip you. And if you're really bad, we're going to hold you under. Come on, preach. That's how we practice that, because we just do what the word says. It means that. And in that time, you would take a garment, you would dip it in a dye, you would take it out, and it would be a different color. That's what the word actually means. I know we take words and do other things with it, add tradition, add thoughts, but the word actually means a garment is dipped, it comes out another color, which is a representation of you and I going into what Christ did for us and coming out changed. So you say, what about age? You know, I got baptized as a baby. But I did not believe as a baby. I mean, I got baptized when I was like an infant. I got a picture of it. In a blanket as a little baby. I got sprinkled. But I didn't believe that day. That was my parents trying to work through something, dedicating me, dealing with original sin, whatever that would mean. But there came a point where I believed. I believed. And so when I believed, I wanted to be baptized. So as we don't baptize babies. We don't baptize children that don't know. We baptize children when they get to an age where they say, I believe in Jesus. And they begin to understand that. Up to that point, we do not believe that the original sin is upon them. We believe that God's grace is covering a child. We just believe that God's grace covers a little baby, covers a child. There's scriptures about those things. But then a child gets to a point. So we could talk about age and, you know, unpack all those kind of things. But I chose to say yes to Jesus. Then I got baptized. You say, what about public? Why do you do it in public? And, you know, I think it's something personal. I think it's something private. Got to remember scripture that I think is so important as it relates to public baptism. It's this. In Matthew chapter 10, 32 through 33. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my heavenly Father. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. I think it's so important that he died for us. He died for us in public. He laid his life down in public. That he didn't do that for you and I to be a part of a secret tribe. Some secret high-level tribe that nobody knows about. We do it in public because we believe public we should make a stand for Jesus Christ. I want to publicly proclaim, I belong to Jesus. I want to say it in the workplace. I want to say it in my family. I want everybody to know. It doesn't need to be anything that I'm embarrassed about in school, on the college campus, when I'm with the fellows working out. It doesn't need to be anything like that. Baptism says to everybody, I belong to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to do it in front of everybody. Why? Because a lot of times we come to faith personally or privately, maybe on our own. I accepted Jesus in my bedroom all by myself. But it didn't need to stay in my bedroom all by myself. It needed to be confessed, as the Bible talked about. And one of the ways I confessed it was being baptized, baptizo. I got immersed and said, hey, I belong to Jesus, as it relates to that in belief. But here's what I want to focus our attention on. Not all those other things. I want to focus on our attention on, of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Because I think it's important for us to understand the value of baptism as a church and as a family. And I believe there's nowhere that teaches it greater than Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. This is where Jesus was baptized, baptizo. Jesus Christ, the one that really didn't need it, decided to be baptized. I mean, there was nothing wrong with him. He didn't need to show that he belonged to God. He was God. He was already obedient in every way. It's interesting how Jesus followed through with this. I think it's so cool. It says when Jesus came to Galilee of Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to defer him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And why do you come to me? And Jesus said, let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill righteousness. It's almost like, hey, John, I need you to baptize me. No, Jesus, I need you to baptize me. No, John, you need to baptize me. No, Jesus, you need to baptize me. It's kind of like, okay, who's going to baptize? But Jesus said, no, it's righteous. It's right that you would do this. And they're doing it at the Jordan. The Jordan was a very public place. It's a place where people would come down and they'd wash their clothes. They would hang out. It was a center of a little bit of their culture. Jesus is right there in front of everybody. And he's getting ready to be baptized by John. And it says, then John consented. Now watch what happened. As soon as Jesus was baptized, baptizo, submerged, dipped, plunged, he went up out of water. He went up out of water. And at that moment, heaven was open. And they saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lightning on him. And God spoke this. A voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. I love that. I love just reading for yourself. Just reading when Jesus himself was publicly baptized in water. Really, out of everyone who could have passed up, could have taken, I'm okay. You know, I don't need to take time to do all that. I mean, I got to get wet, change of clothes. I got to give energy to it. Jesus obeyed. And I believe it's not only symbolic, but more importantly, it's spiritual. I think it's a spiritually powered moment when you decide to say to the whole world, whether you like it or not, I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to him. I'm one of him. I'm in his tribe. I'm his people. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. But I want you to remember something because it's so important. Remember, belief. You believe and then you're baptized. The Bible always talks about those that believe were baptized. There comes a time, and I believe baptism helps kind of let this be ASAP. That after you believe, and here's the one point I want to give you, then we're going to finish up. I think there comes a time in all of our lives, and I think baptism helps this, that you publicly stand with Jesus Christ. You publicly stand with Jesus Christ. I think that's good in the world that we live in today. Because I think a lot of times we're tempted not to stand with anything. And we're tempted to keep our faith private. Keep your faith to yourself. Baptism says, I'm not keeping my faith to myself. I'm going to share it with all of my friends and my family and everybody I know. I'm getting baptized. Not as just some ritual, some religious act. I'm choosing to be baptized. I'm choosing to associate myself with the death, burial, and the newness of life that is found in Jesus Christ alone. That's what baptism says. I love it. Comes the time, public to say, I belong to Christ. Now, we've got about 60, 70 people are going to be baptized today all day long, which I think is amazing. And maybe you're here and you've never been baptized since you believe. You were baptized as a child like me. And you want to get baptized. We're going to baptize again 2 weeks from this Sunday. Not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. We're going to baptize that day. And in all of our services, all of our foyers, you can go and sign up for that. You can get baptized. You say, I've never been baptized. Not since I believed. Then I think it's important that after you believe, you get baptized. I just think it's so important. So we're going to open up the next couple of days and just kind of catch everybody up. Can I have a good amen? It's going to open up. And whatever they say, well, I can't be there today. We'll arrange. We'll figure something out. It's that important. Because I think what's going to happen today up in that little hole up there, up in that little platform, up in that little stage right there, is it's saying, I have made a decision. People that are getting baptized say, I made a decision. I'm a Christ follower. I belong to Jesus. Hey, world. Hey, family. Hey, friends. Hey, everybody. You can laugh at me. You can snicker. You can make fun of. But I'm standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not embarrassed about it. I believe in Jesus Christ. He gave his life for me. Death, burial, and resurrection. He did it for me. So I'm ready to go into the watery grave and see the old nature behind me and see the new life in front of me. That's what it says. That's what it's all about. And we celebrate that as a church. We get excited about it. So when we baptize people, woo, that's incredible. Yay. Because you know what it says? It says, I'm associated. I don't know about you. You ever see anybody who was excited about their sports team or their fan? What do they do? They put a badge on. They wear a t-shirt. They wear a hat. Can't even play football. And they wear a shirt that says LSU football. Couldn't even go out. Roll a football to them. They couldn't catch it. But they're associated. Baptism is saying, I'm associated with even greater something than a collegiate team, than a pro team. I'm associated with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's mine and I'm his. And as a church, woo! Yeah! That's amazing. That's great. Because we believe it with all of our heart. We believe Jesus died. We believe Jesus was buried. We believe he rose again and he lives today. We believe it. All of our heart. Everything within us. It's not some dead tradition. It's not some yesterday religion. It is life right now for our heart and our home. We believe it. It gives us a sense of belonging, but we get to be baptized. It's just a great moment. It's a great moment. It's like a big microphone that says to the whole world, I am raised into new life. Dead man is dead. New man is alive. Here's my question for you, friend. Where are you? Are you fully devoted? What's in you that really needs to be dead? Can I tell you something? It all begins with belief. Belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.